This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Spring is an excellent time to plan upcoming construction projects. And for those investing in a new calf-raising facility, Dr. Ryan Leiterman is here with some points to consider. Ryan, you've been inside over 100 calf barns across the U.S., seeing different operations and construction techniques that can not only improve air quality but reduce construction costs. So let's start with the importance of drainage and pouring concrete.
Absolutely. The thing about concrete is if you don't pour it right the first time, it's expensive to do it the second time. So a couple things that people can do. One of the newer ones that's been brought to our attention by the University of Wisconsin, and I have multiple barns that have this installed and it's very successful, is putting drainage under the calf beds. So in individual pens, you would identify your row of penning where the calves are and put a 1 foot trench that's maybe a foot wide or 2 feet wide by a foot or so deep encased in concrete, and then the trenches, and then there would be drain tile placed in there with covered with some pea gravel and then 2 inch rock, and with a very aggressive slope, a slope of 1 inch per linear foot into that trench so that we can really move urine and other liquid waste into that trench, into the drain tile, and then out into a holding tank where it can be pumped and spread on a field. That has really been a beneficial thing for a lot of calf barns. A calf that's 3 weeks old will make roughly a gallon of liquid waste a day. So if you think about that, that just exemplifies the importance of having drainage under the bed to help wick and move this moisture away from the calf. We get less ammonia coming through the barn, so the more moisture we can wick away, the less noxious gases that are generated and the improved air quality and respiratory health for the calf from that standpoint.
And you say another thing to consider when designing a new barn is to build with lower concrete knee walls?
Yeah, a lot of barns will pour 3 or 4 foot tall knee walls. I think that was kind of more common in the 80s and 90s. And two things about that. One is it's expensive. It's added concrete cost. And two, it just kills air quality at the calf level. If there's a 3 or 4 foot tall concrete knee wall, and then the curtain opens from there and a breeze comes into the barn, it generally just shoots right over top of the calves. And especially there's big dead areas right tight to the wall. And I've measured those on a 4 foot tall concrete knee wall. The air is generally dead for about the first 10 to 20 feet away from that wall. There's very, very little air movement, even when the curtain is wide open on a nice breezy day, because that wall provides such a wind shadow. It blocks so much air. And the air that's most important to have good quality is air at the calf level. So when pouring a knee wall, try to do a 1 foot, 18-inch absolute max height of 2 foot knee wall before the curtains start. It saves a lot on concrete costs, and it really allows the air when the curtains are open to come right in at the calf level and really ventilate that space a lot better.
Hey, you don't want to mess with Mother Nature, as the answer sometimes can be blowing in the wind.
I think if we're going to let natural ventilation work, we should get the solid concrete walls out of the way and let that fresh air get down to the calves. I was working with a barn in Wisconsin here, and the barn was 60 by 156 feet long, and they went from a 3 foot tall concrete knee wall originally in their blueprints, and then after talking to me, they dropped down to an 18-inch knee wall, and that saved them $7,000 in concrete costs alone. And so when I asked that producer after his building project was done, if I said, what are some of the things that you really like about this barn? He said one of the best things we did was lowering that concrete knee wall so the air can come in at the calf level.
How about the bedding type and the frequency of the clean-out that's affected by the lowering of the knee wall?
So in individual pens where there's less chance, where the clean-out is easier, we can get away with a lower concrete knee wall. In bedded packs where we're going to have older animals, the temptation is to have a higher concrete knee wall so bedding can build up. The frequency of clean-out does not have to be as much, but I would still encourage people to not go above that 2 foot concrete knee wall and just deal with the fact that there's going to have to be more frequent clean out of the bedding, and that's just a sacrifice that we're going to make for improved air quality in the barn.
So Ryan, we're out of time now, but boy, there's a lot to consider when designing and building a new facility.
It's really important that the planning stage encompasses all this. So building a barn just isn't what kind of penning am I going to use or how big is the barn going to be. It really needs to be thought out from start to finish. I like to design barns around the ventilation. Make the ventilation the core focus and work around that. All too often, I'll be involved in working with barns that are already built, and ventilation was kind of an afterthought. When planning the barns and doing the blueprint phases, if we can keep ventilation at the forefront of our minds and make sure that the design things that we do in the barn are always improving air quality, I feel like we just get a much nicer barn at the end.
That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman from Crystal Creek. More info at crystalcreeknatural.com. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.